Just like everything else over the last year, this is a very different legislative session in Santa Fe. Why don't we begin there?
Well, our cover this week is a photo by Richard Kolfarb, normally a beehive of activity on the opening day of the legislation, of the legislative session. The New Mexico State Capitol building was really quiet behind fencing and streets blocked by state police and National Guardsmen on Tuesday. A few legislators and staff were working inside the roundhouse, but many were working remotely. All public traffic was prohibited due to the dual threats of COVID-19 and rumblings of political protest. As I said, Richard Kolfarb caught the striking photo that we used on our cover this week.
And that's also the subject of his column, right?
It is. He not only took the photo, he also wrote his column this week about how the New Mexico legislature is coming together in these odd days of both pandemic and political division. From the quiet streets of Santa Fe, he reflects on where we are and where we're going and how the legislators will have to figure out how to do it all.
And one of the big tasks ahead of them is redistricting.
It is one of the big tasks before them. Every time we have a census, then the congressional district lines have to be redrawn, as do state Senate and state House districts, based on population shifts documented by the U.S. Census. So it happens every 10 years. It'll also happen here locally, Casey, with the county commission redrawing its district maps. Mike Cook has firsthand experience with the process, its attendant political ramifications, and the steps taken to get from here to there. His informative and entertaining column explains it all. I know I learned a thing or two. It's on page 15 of this week's bulletin. It takes up the whole page, too.
Zoom is a great way to show off your collection, and that's what one Las Cruces couple is doing. Tell us about that.
You're right. Christmas has gone by, but the Art of the Creche, that's the manger scene that goes up on fireplace mantles each year, remains worth marveling at. As you mentioned, a Las Cruces couple, Faith Hudson and John Verplue, will host Zoom tours of their collection at 3 p.m. Sunday the 24th and 6 p.m. Sunday the 31st. The presentation is part of a celebration of 2021 as the Year of the Artist, Hudson said, as suggested by the Doñana Arts Council and proclaimed by local government. The Zoom presentations will include photos and a discussion of 30 creches from their collection, which includes creches from the United States, Spain, Italy, Israel, India, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Haiti, Peru, Ecuador, Argentina, Ethiopia, Tanzania, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. It's the cover of our arts and entertainment section this week, and it's a lot easier to read than it is to try and say it out loud.
Is it Kyrgyzstan? Is that, I think?
I don't know.
All right. We'll just let that one go. Rewind here and edit that out. How's that?
You do what you want. I'm okay with it.
You know, for many, many years now, advocates have been working to try to get the chimpanzees off of the base at Holloman and into a sanctuary. And Elva has been in the middle of that for two decades.
Yeah, she's been writing about these chimps for a long time. And so we don't use our pets and people section often unless there's something really going on. And you hardly ever see us lead it off with news about a lawsuit. But this week is the week. The Humane Society of the United States has teamed up with other national animal advocacy organizations to try by a lawsuit to force the movement of several chimps from cages on Holloman Air Force Base in nearby Alamogordo to a chimp sanctuary in Louisiana where they could live out their days in a natural setting. Elva has been covering these chimps, as you said, for more than 20 years. She wrote a great story about the next chapter for them that will be decided by a judge.
A long road of recovery waits ahead of us from this pandemic. And for people who have suffered a job loss, you have some really great information in this week's issue.
Yeah, Tracy Bryan runs the Bridge of Southern New Mexico, and her column, which runs monthly in our business section, the column this week speaks to the power of people coming together to help New Mexico recover from the job losses caused by the pandemic. Her insight is worth a close read. She's talking about how we can develop our workforce, how we can identify new areas of employment throughout the state, and how we can all work together community to community to get the job done. It was a really good read for me.
All right.
And, of course, all of that we talked about, Casey, is just a sampling. There's a whole lot more in this week's bulletin. And if you want to get to it right now, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com. And we also have presence on social media. The content among social media, LasCrucesBulletin.com, and the actual print edition, it varies a little bit. So it's worth checking out all of them.
All right, Jess. And let me say, happy birthday week to you.
Well, thank you. I just don't feel like a day over 62. But you're 2 days up.
Have a great week.
Thanks, Casey. Take care.